Police say groups of teenagers started altercations last evening and that the violence escalated when the fair closed for the night. 7 police officers were hurt trying to apprehend people. Officials are looking into whether the attacks were planned. To try to prevent a repeat of the problem, the fair has announced that after 5 p.m. for the rest of the fair, minors have to be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. State Fair Park CEO Rick Frenette says he hopes the change will be effective.
We feel that this will be a good start. This is a family event, a youth-oriented event, and we want the families to be our primary customers, not the under 18-year-olds held here by themselves.
Governor Scott Walker has ordered state patrol officers to help with security, joining State Fair Park Police and a larger number of officers from the Milwaukee and West Allis Police Departments. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, who was injured leaving the state fair 2 years ago, says he's counting on better coordination among the law enforcement agencies.
As the individuals were pushed, and I don't mean literally pushed, but pushed out of the park, they moved into Milwaukee. I think what we need is coordination there so that the Milwaukee police know what's going on inside the park so that they can be prepared for what comes out.
Barrett says leaders of the various police agencies are meeting this afternoon to lock in that coordination. The state fair continues through August 14th. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.